When you read the Bible, you come away with the impression that God can do anything. At least I do. Nothing is impossible with God. But the Bible only says so. The Bible only comes right out and states it like that in three places. And you just heard them. Three different scripture readings in which the Bible is very clear that God can do the impossible. First time you heard was in the book of Genesis. Remember? Three strangers drop in on Abraham and Sarah. The strangers are, of course, actually angels. And when you're dealing with angels in the Bible, you're dealing with the very presence of God. And it means that God is up to something. There's some plan afoot. And something big, something good, something for us, something for the world is going to happen. So after a short rest and a big meal, the strangers want Abraham and Sarah to know that God has a plan for them. And the plan is that they're going to become the parents of a great nation, a whole new line. Which means, of course, among other things, that they're going to have a baby. And as you heard, Abraham is 100 zillion years old. And sadly, he and Sarah, who's also 100 zillion years old, have never had any luck conceiving a child. So when the stranger promises that it's going to be within the year that they have this baby, Sarah imagines a night with Abraham and laughs out loud. And one of the strangers says, "Sarah, you laughing? Don't be laughing. Start buying onesies and Pampers. It's going to happen because with God, nothing is impossible." Second story you heard. The second place where the Bible comes right out and says that nothing's impossible with God. In Luke's gospel. Remember? It's a story of Mary, young girl, engaged to be married, but not cohabitating, who is visited by an angel. And when an angel comes to visit, you're being visited by God. God is up to something, we know. Something big, something good, something for the world, something for us. The angel tells Mary, "You're pregnant." And in one of the Bible's great understatements, it says that Mary was perplexed by this. But the angel is not there to talk biology. The angel is there to bowl her over with God's greatness and faithfulness. Her child will be the long-awaited savior of that line that Abraham and Sarah began. And in case Mary needs any convincing, her relative Elizabeth, who is 100 zillion years old, and sadly has never been able to conceive a child, is now in her 6th month. Because nothing is impossible with God. Third place in the Bible, in Mark's gospel. You heard it, remember? A young man approaches Jesus, falls down on his knees, and begs Jesus to tell him the secret. How do I get me some of that eternal life? That life that fills your little life and makes it big. When you finally realize, down deep inside, that God is nothing except mercy. How do I get me some of that life? And Jesus says, "Well, keep the commandments." And the young man says, "Well, I've done that ever since I was a child." And our eyebrows shoot up. We think, well, that's arrogant, because we know we have never kept the commandments since we were a child, at least not all of them. And we expect that not everybody can do this. And so we think Jesus is going to bring the big smackdown for this guy's pride. But what we get instead is Jesus, the Bible says, looks at him and loves him. His heart goes out in his hand to this young man who's been so upright, so righteous all his life, and says, "Okay then, for you, one more teensy-weensy little thing. Sell everything you have. Give it to the poor. And then come and follow me. Come, be one of my very own. Follow me." And the young man's face changes. He has lots of stuff. And he turns and he leaves, and he's not coming back. And so he becomes the only person in all the New Testament whom Jesus calls to follow him who says, "No, I won't, I can't, no." The only one whom Jesus beams at and offers his heart to and says, I love you, come follow me, who says no. And it's all because of money. It's what stands in his way. And the disciples are taken aback. You heard what they said. They said, then how could anybody ever find this life that we're talking about? They're thinking, of course, it was a miracle even for them. And they had very little to leave behind when they left it to follow Jesus. And Jesus says, you are right. I agree. It is hard. It is actually impossible for you, for human beings. But with God, all things are possible. Now, if I had stopped after those first two stories, if our reading had only contained just the first two, you might think that the only impossible thing God does in the Bible is make babies. And so you'd also think that God's power to do the impossible thing, God's power doesn't have a lot to do with you, because you're not going to be the head of a great new line, a great new nation, and you're not going to be the Messiah's mommy. But that third story, you know, every last one of us is called to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. So that last story, that third one, takes a very sharp turn toward you and me. Because when you come right down to it, when all else is said and done, making miraculous babies is child's play compared to getting us to part with our I am not amazed by pregnant virgins. I'm amazed when I find myself willing and able to give my money away. Even somebody rising from the dead doesn't really impress me all that much, but watching somebody part with their money when they don't have to, that is amazing. Turning stuff lovers into willing givers is a much tougher nut for God to crack than walking on water or turning that water into wine. But that's not even the real miracle. The real miracle is that once God's grace starts teaching us, coaxing us and teaching us that we can live without the things we can't live without, once we stop trying to buy a life and start living a life money can't buy, once we start experiencing the lightness, the agility of ongoing dispossession, once we start sharing more of ourselves and our resources than we think is even prudence, once living this way starts giving us inexplicable joy, once that impossible thing starts happening to us, 1,000 other impossibilities begin happening too. Can an ancient church catch a new vision and live into it boldly? Yes, it can. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. Can the old story of Jesus be preached in compelling new accents and change people's life Sunday after Sunday? Yes, it can. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. Can immovable stones become a breathing oasis of hospitality? Yes, they can. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. Can unlike-minded people come to a church like this and be fused into a company of disciples with one compassionate, mutually accepting and affirming heart? Yes, they can, because with God, all things are possible. Can a church that doesn't have to throw in its lot with the city throw in its lot with the city and receive its gifts and honor its vitality and feel its sorrows and confront its violence and wash its feet and share its future? Yes, a church can do that, because with God, all things are possible. Can Old South Church be the church it ought to be? The church God wants it to be? The church the world needs it to be? Yes, it can, because, sisters and brothers, with God, all things are possible. With God, cascades of impossible possibilities shower down, and they are going to be and already are being unleashed in this place. With God, you can be released from the hold you have on your wherewithal, and your wherewithal can unleash its grip, the grip that it has on you. You can be possessed not by your stuff, but by your freedom, the very freedom of God. You can hear Jesus call you, and you will go with him. And you will not turn away sad, clinging to your things. You will join him and his disciples on the road, clinging only to him and to each other. It will be a miracle, because it's a hard thing. It will be a miracle, as impossible as getting some too tall truck through a Storrow Drive tunnel, a needle through a camel's eye. It will be impossible. But God is going to do it. Today, an unexpected child of hope is going to be conceived right here. A wonderful new life is going to be born out of the impossible giving that this congregation and its friends are going to do today by grace and grace alone. And I don't want you to be perplexed by this announcement. I don't want you to laugh, because I am telling you, angel from God, nothing is impossible with God. Amen.